base. Daf Yud Beis. Shmuel said that any tainus that you were not mekabel before the day started cannot be counted as a tainus. And we say, but the halachas, the chumers that we said regarding aneinu, only apply to a shliach tzibur. But a yachid who inserts aneinu in mincha into shma koleinu, he's allowed to say it even if he isn't completing a full tainus. So let's say, for example, a person fasts on a day like Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he's going to daven mincha at 1 o'clock. At that point, he can say aneinu in shma koleinu, and then he can break his fast because he's only fasting a half a day, and that tainus is still considered a good half-day tainus. For the beginning of a tainus, a person can eat up to the point of Amud HaShachar, but not after that. This is Shitas Rebbe. This is how we paskin today. If someone is Mesupik, if he was Makabel, a tainus yachid or a tainus tzibur, he must take on the chumrah of tainus tzibur and be machmer legabi ne'ilas hasandal, the Mishnah. If the first three tanesim, the Bahab, passed, and still there was no rain, then Mesakin three new tanesim. But these are considered osur b'chamesh inuyim, and they begin the night before. If this doesn't work either, then they add an additional seven tanesim. This brings the total to 13. And on these they blow shofar, and they also close many of the stores. If these don't work either, then they cut back on all different types of simcha, for example, no marriages, building, or greeting people. Dafu Gimel. Anything that is done b'din ovel, like a person is in ovel, or it's Tisha B'Av, then a person is not allowed to wash with warm or cold water. Any tanesim that are done b'din tanuk, that a person wants to deny pleasure, like a tainus tzibur, that only b'chamin is asr, but to wash b'tzainin is mutter. Anyone who is tamei for tuma or nida, when the tefillah shel mitzvah zman comes along, they can be tovel as normal, even if this is Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim disagrees and says that it's asr. Today this kula is not negeya, since we don't have a true concept of tefillah shel mitzvah anyways. A girl who is a nara, and is Isaac potentially in getting married, if she becomes an oval, there are certain kulas for her, and she's allowed to do kulas like rechitza or fixing her hair, for example, so she can retain her attractiveness. We say that an oval is osur in rechitzas kol gufwe, bein b'tzainin, bein b'chamin, all the days of Shiva. But it's mutter to wash the hands, the feet, or the face in cold water, but not in hot water. Anointing is osur, and so is washing of clothes. The tefillah of Aneinu and Shemana Esrei on a tainus by a shliach tzibur is said bein goyel l'reife, in a special bracha. But a private person says it in the middle of Shema Kaleinu and does not add a special bracha. Daf Yudala. The tabor from the shul was brought out to the street on the last of the seven tanesim, but not on the first six. This is Mihilchasa. We say that a yachid says Aneinu in the middle of the bracha of Shema Kaleinu, but the shatz says it in a special bracha between Rifa'enu and Goyal. For certain things, we're allowed to make Hasra with a Shofar, even on Shabbos. These are major cases, like if an army surrounds a city is flooded, or a boat is about to sink, then you're allowed to make this Hasra, even if it's Shabbos. In the days of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there were some very big tzaras, so he was Geyser 13 Tanesim, and the tzara still didn't stop. So they said that for rain, we never go beyond 13 Tanesim. Once we do the 13, that's it. But for other tzaras, like the one in the days of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there was a hava minit to be matriach v'tzibur, to fast more than the 13 Tanesim. The Gemara says that these minhagim of 13 Tanesim only apply in Eretz Yisrael, but bizman hazeh, we handle each situation on a case-by-case basis. If a specific community needs rain in the summer, for example, like Ninveh, they should ask for it in Shemana Esrei, but they should ask for it in Shema Tefillah, not in Barech Aleinu or in a special bracha. An Adam Chashev is not allowed to be Neifel Panim, or put on sack, unless he is certain that Hashem will accept his tefillahs like Hashem accepted Yehoshua's tefillahs. And finally, the Gemara says that in the end of days, Klal Yisrael, who is now abused, will get respect from the Goyim. Melachim will show respect by standing up, and noblemen will show respect by bowing down, each acceptable to their appropriate means. Daf Tesvav. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchok said, Lehakoy le'oira, lehakoy le'simcha. Hashem promises oira v'simcha in the future. Not everyone will get oira, and not everyone will get simcha. Tzadikim will get oira, and Yisharim will get simcha. As we see from the Pasuk, Oir zaru al tzadik, will yishrei leiv simcha. Rashi explains that or is the lower level of light. This goes to the tzaddikim. And simcha is the higher level. That goes for the yisharim. The Rashba says that tzaddikim are more chashiv, therefore you switch them around. This marks the end of the first parak. Now let's begin the second parak of Masechta Tainis Parak Seder Taniyos Ketzad, the Mishnah. On the seven major Tanesim for rain, after we've done already the first six, they take out the Aron Kodesh into the center of the city, and ashes are placed on the Teva and on everyone's head. The elder of the city says words of inspiration, the Kiru Levavchem, tear open your hearts and improve your actions, as well as other Cyrus regarding tshuva. The Baal Tfila should be someone who himself suffers. In the Shemona Esrei, the Baal Tfila says the 18 regular brachas, plus he adds 6 additional special brachas, as well as other tefillas that ask for Hashem to remember them and bring rain. The Mishnah brings a Maisa of Rabbi Chalafta, where they said, Baruch Shem Kfar Malchusay Li'olam Vaed, outside the Beis HaMikdash, which was controversial, because we know normally we only said that inside the Beis HaMikdash, regarding the end of a bracha. The Kohanim, who were part of the Mishmar during the Avodah for that week, we know that there were 24 Mishmarais during the course of the year. They were divided up by weeks, and within each particular Mishmar, there were specific Batei Avos. Batei Avos divided up the week by days, and each Beis Av handled a different day of the week. So the Kohanim, who were part of the Mishmar during doing the Avodah that week, they were given lenient requirements regarding these Tanesim, since they had to be strong enough to do the Avodah for that week. The Kohanim of the weeks of the Mishmar can drink wine at night, but they cannot drink wine during the day since they're on call all of that week. And they may have to be called in to do the Avodah. And we know that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine before they do the Avodah. But the specific Anshei Beis Av of that day cannot drink wine of that day or that night because it's pretty good odds that they're going to be called during that day. During the days of Megillas Tainis, these were special days of Simcha due to Nisim that happened during Klal Yisrael, these days are Asr Behefsid Ubatainis. They're Asr Behespid Ubatainis. Today, the only days that we've kept in Megillas Tainis that fall into these categories are Hanukkah and Purim. The Mishnah says that we don't begin a Tainis cycle on a Thursday, but rather we only begin it on Monday, Bahab, since it would drive the market prices up if it would begin on Thursday, because then on Thursday people would be going out to buy food for both Shabbos and Tanesim. And finally, the Mishnah says we are not Geyser a Tainis on Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, and Purim. However, according to Rameyer, if a Tainis falls on Erev Shabbos, for example, on those days Tisha B'Av was able to fall on Erev Shabbos, then we do not fast. Today, in fact, the only Tainis that's able to fall out on Erev Shabbos is Asara B'Tavis, and if it does, we do fast on Erev Shabbos, and we do not push it off, or push it back, for that matter. The Gemara says we first put ashes on the dignitary's head, then we put it on the heads of regular people, so that the dignitary should be mispalel first. When we give a bracha, we give it to the gadol first, then we give it to a kohen. But if we're giving a klala, we first give it to the people with lesser prestige, then we give it to the tzaddikim. Daf Tesayim. Why did they go out into the street? Why did they do this whole ceremony inside of the shul? And we say we go and bring it out into the street to embarrass themselves in public, or we say to create a form of golus to make people do tshuva. The Gemara says we put ashes on the Aron Kodesh to show that Hashem also has tzar when we have tzar. As we see from Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, Imai Anoichi Batzara. And we use ashes to remember the Afare Shel Yitzchak. That's why we use ashes and not something else. Rabbi Levi Bar Chama said that we go into the cemetery, also in this particular period of time, to feel like Mesim and to ask the Tzadikim, who were Nifter, to be Mispalel for us. Taisvis says that from here we learn the Minig to go to the Beis HaKvaris on Tisha B'Av. Since Tisha B'Av is a Tainis Tzibur. And the Gemara asks, why is the mountain of the Beis HaMikdash called the Har HaMoriah? The Gemara answers, either since teachings were dispersed to Klal Yisrael from there, as we know the Bezdin sat in the Lishkas Hagazis, or since this is where the fear of the Jews spread to the Goyim. It's interesting to point out that some people hold that the Har HaMoriah is not in Yerushalayim, but Har HaMoriah is referring to Har Sinai. The speaker that we say here in the Mishnah should either be someone who is an older person, or a Talmud Chacham, or a tall and prestigious person. And we say that simply putting on sackcloth is not enough, but the key is to do tshuva. This we learn from Yoina. Any person who does tshuva but does not change his ways. In other words, he just says he's doing tshuva, but he doesn't actually change his ways. In other words, he's a tamei v'sheretz biyadai. He cannot be chayzer properly. We say that the Baal Tefila must be a Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, who is well respected. He has to have kids and he has to be humble. And that, just having a good voice, is not enough. He has to have more of it. He has to have all these milas. The tefillas were extensive, and they included blowings of the shofar. And finally, the Gemara says that on brachas that were said in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't answer Amen after the bracha, but rather they answered with the words, Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusai Li'olam Avod. Daf Yud Zayin. The Kohanim, we know, were divided into 24 mishmores, 24 work groups. Each handled the duties for the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week of the year. They each had batei avos, and each of those handled 1 day of the week of the mishmar. During the day, everyone had to be careful about drinking wine so as not to become drunk. Bizman hazeh, if a kohen knows which Beis Av his family belonged to, for that specific week that he knows that they did the avodah, he cannot drink wine. Since we know b'mehera yibana Beis HaMikdash, and it's possible the Beis HaMikdash will be established immediately, and it'll have to be prepared to do the avodah. The Gvuras Ari asks, in Rosh Hashanah we had a machlokes when the world was created, b'tishrei nivra ha'olam or b'nisan nivra ha'olam. And based on that, we then heard, based on this machlokes, when the Gula Hasida will be. And we know that the Gula Hasida will either be in Nisan or in Tishrei. If this is so, why are we worried that the Gula might come immediately? We know that it could only come in Tishrei or Nisan, not any time. So let's say a person's particular Mishmar he knew was in a week in Adar. So what are we worried about? If it was at the beginning of Adar, so Bimheri Yabana Beis HaMikdash cannot come till Nisan. So why shouldn't he be able to drink wine? So he answers, the Machlokes is only when Mashiach will come. That's possible to come in Tishrei or Nisan, but the Beis HaMikdash could actually be built on any day of the year. The Gemara says that a Melech Yisrael had to take a haircut every single day. The Kohen Gadol had to take a haircut every Erev Shabbos, but the Kohen Hedyad had to take a haircut once every 30 days. It's interesting to point out that the reason we're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed was since the Chachamim did not want someone to come to Yontif not well-groomed. So they asked for the haircut to Chol HaMoed to press people to take the haircut and to be well-groomed before Yontif began. The Gemara says that Stam Nazirus is for a period of 30 days. If a person says he's a Nazir, and he doesn't specify how long, then it's for 30 days. Also, a Kohen cannot let his hair grow for more than 30 days. The halachas that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine only apply to the Zman Beis HaMikdash. Then, if a person drank more than a revius of wine, then he's possible for the Avoida. And if he does the Avoida, then he's Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. Today, a Kohen is allowed to drink wine. And Rabbi says that it's always usher to drink wine for a Kohen because B'mehari Yabana Beis HaMikdash. Megillas Tainis is a list of mini Yomim Tovim that recall Nisim and good things that happened to Klal Yisrael around the time of the Bayis Sheni. All days are Aser B'Tainis and are Aser B'Hesped. For example, in the first 8 days in Nisan, they were Mesakin the Karban Tamid. On the days of Megillas Tainis, you also cannot fast the day before the particular day that's in Megillas Tainis or the day after. It's also Aser to fast on Shabbos, but you are allowed to fast the day before Shabbos and the day after Shabbos. Since we say Divrei Torah ain't a tzricha chizuk, and Divrei Seifrim trichim chizuk. So Shabbos, for example, where we know you're not allowed to fast, we're not machmer to say that you can't fast the day before or the day after, because Divrei Torah ain't a tzrichim chizuk. Mashenkin, the things that appear to Megillas Tainis, those you need chizuk, because they are just Divrei Seifrim, and those you're not allowed to fast the day before or the day after. And finally, we say that today we don't have the chumras of Megillas Tainis except for Chanukah and Purim, we do not fast or we do not make a spedim. It's interesting to point out that Purim is stronger than a regular Inyan, a regular mitzvah derabana, since it was not just midrabana, but it was midivrei seifra. Daf Yud Ches. The Romans wanted to aser the Jews from keeping Shabbos, from doing Mila, and from learning Torah. And at one point they were mevatel this gzera, and the day they were mevatel this whole gzera, and the Jews were allowed to keep Shabbos, Mila, and Torah, was on the 28th day of Adar. This is one of the items in Megillas Tainis. Taisvis asks, how can we fast on Tainis Esther? It's the day before one of the two Yomim Tovim we kept as part of Megillas Tainis, and we know that we're not allowed to fast the day before or the day after one of these days. So how are we allowed to fast on Tainis Esther? It was the day before Purim. And as we said before, that the things that the Chachamim made up, Divrei, Seifrim, Tzrichim Chizuk, therefore we asered fasting and Hesped the day before or the day after Purim. So he answers, the only things left for Megillas Tainis are the actual days themselves. In other words, the day of Purim and the day of Chanukah are the 2 days left, but not the days before or after. That particular idiom of not fasting the day before or the day after does not apply anymore. The Gemara says, even though we normally lay in the Megillah on Yudalad Adar, and sometimes we lay in it before Yudalad, in other words, if Purim is on Wednesday, the people who came to the marketplace on Monday will lay in it on Yud Beis. On these days, Hesped V'Tainus is Mutter. And finally, the Gemara mentions some of the specific Nisan which were part of Megillas Tainus. For example, Nikanor and Turyonis. This marks the end of the second Perek, and on this point we will conclude our share.